Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord.
No other song have I but that of Jesus, the Son of God, who came to seek and save. Paid the price for pardon and redemption, when on the cross his life he freely gave. No other song have I to sing but Jesus, no other theme but Christ and Calvary. In every glad I would be telling the wonders of his mighty love for me. The purple robe, the crown of thorns they gave him, the cross he stained with his own blood so dear, the empty tomb, the hope of his returning. Of these I'll sing to every listening ear. No other song have I to sing but Jesus, no other theme but Christ and Calvary. In every glad refrain I would be telling the wonders of his mighty love for me. No other song have I but that of Jesus, and even when I gain the other shore, I'll join me in the great angelic anthem and sing my Savior's praise forevermore. No other song have I to sing but Jesus, no other theme but Christ and Calvary. In every glad refrain I would be telling the wonders of his mighty love for me.
The new song the Lord puts in the believer's mouth comes from a heart that is indwelled and taught by the Holy Spirit of God. This is quite different from the song of self or the song of the world. Thus we are instructed to be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Some may sing to pass the weary night alone, though some may sing to entertain a worldly throng. I sing because I worship God in song. It's in my heart, it's in my heart, it's in my heart, this melody of love divine. It's in my heart, since I am His and He is mine. It's in my heart, how can I help but sing and shine? It's in my heart, it's in my heart.
Many years ago, the hymn writer wrote these precious lines. O Lord, we know it matters not how sweet the song may be. No heart but of the Spirit taught makes melody to Thee. Then teach Thy gathered saints, O Lord, to worship in Thy fear, and let Thy grace mold every word that meets Thy holy ear. The new song of the redeemed begins at the new birth, increases as the child of God becomes conformed to the image of God's dear Son, and will continue throughout the ages. In the book of the Revelation, we read these exciting and inspiring words. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Thou redeemst our souls to God.
For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Truly he is worthy. We love him because he first loved us.
Lord Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine, my rock and my fortress, my surety divine, my gracious Redeemer. My song shall be now, is thou who art worthy, Lord Jesus, is thou. I love thee because thou hast first loved me. Purchase my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. Is thou who art worthy?